Welcome back to In Focus with David Coletto. I'm David Coletto. What impact did the federal budget have on the political landscape in Canada? On this special episode of In Focus, I share the results of our latest Abacus data poll. We completed a national survey of just over 2,200 Canadian adults from April 20th to the 25th. And here's what we found. If an election were held today, the Liberals would win 36% of the vote, the Conservatives 29, the New Democrats 17, the Greens 7 in the Bloc, 7 nationally, and 30% in Quebec. The Liberals are down 3 points from last week, while the other parties are all within the margin of error from our previous polls. Now, regionally, the Liberals and Conservatives are tied at 31% in British Columbia, 8 points ahead of the New Democrats, while the Conservatives continue to hold wide leads in the Prairie provinces. The Liberals have a 13-point lead in Ontario, a 6-point lead over the Bloc in Quebec, and a 25-point lead in Atlantic Canada. Now, when we ask about federal party leaders, Justin Trudeau enjoys a positive impression among 37% of respondents. That's largely unchanged from our previous survey, whereas 42% have a negative view. Conservative Party leader Erin O'Toole has a positive impression among 20%, also largely unchanged, with negative impressions at 34%. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh enjoys a positive impression among 33% and finds negative impressions among 26% of the population. Looking at the trend lines for all three leaders, not much has changed over the past few weeks as Canadians react to the federal budget and live through the third wave of the COVID pandemic. Now, in this survey, we asked people which leader they would prefer to be prime minister after the next election. 31% chose Mr. Trudeau, followed by Erin O'Toole at 18%, Jagmeet Singh at 17%, not far behind, with Ms. Paul, the Green Party leader, at 3%. Now, 28% of Canadians said they were unsure who they would prefer to be the prime minister after the next election. Now, if forced to choose between Mr. Trudeau and Mr. O'Toole, 60% would choose Trudeau, compared with 40% who would choose Mr. O'Toole. Not surprising, almost all of those who would vote Liberal would choose the Prime Minister, and almost all of those who would vote Conservative would pick Mr. O'Toole. But most important, among NDP, Green, Bloc, and undecided voters, 55% or more in each case would pick Mr. Trudeau over Mr. O'Toole, including 3 out of 4 NDP supporters. This suggests that if an election were held and voters were asked to make a clear choice, that Mr. Trudeau stands to benefit from any consolidation of the vote. Now, if we compare these results to what we found in 2019, just at the end of that election, at that time, 55% would choose Mr. Trudeau compared to 45% for Mr. Scheer. So again, a slight improvement for Mr. Trudeau since the last election. Now, most important in my mind in understanding the current political landscape and why the Liberals have such an advantage nationally, despite some of the fundamentals not all that different, is the extent to which Canadians want a change in government. Today, 39% of voters say it's definitely time for a change in government. Compare that to 2019. 52% at the time, at the end of the last campaign, definitely wanted a change in government. 34% say they prefer the Liberals to be reelected, which is 3 points higher than at the end of the 2019 campaign. This less intense, more muted desire for change, I think, help explain why Mr. Trudeau and the Liberals remain in a strong position for reelection. Now, of those who, what we describe, are soft change voters, those who say they'd like change, but it's not that important to them, when we ask who would you rather be prime minister after this election, 71% prefer Mr. Trudeau over Mr. O'Toole. And that gives us an indication that even if people want change, it's not clear that there's a better alternative out there. Post-budget, we don't see much movement in any of the key political tracking questions. The Liberals continue to hold a sizable lead over the Conservatives, built on strength in Ontario, British Columbia, Quebec, and Atlantic Canada. And as my colleague Bruce Anderson noted, as long as the pandemic is with us, politics will not be a preoccupation for most people. And while the Liberals and Conservatives have both launched policy initiatives, it doesn't appear to have affected the mood of the country, which over the past few weeks has become decidedly more negative. When we ask people, do you think the country is headed in the right direction or is it off on the wrong track? Today, 33% think the country's headed in the right direction. That's down 9 points over the past month, and a signal that as this third wave of the pandemic grips most parts of this country, Canadians are much more focused on getting through it than thinking about their political choices in an election that's likely to come in 2021. That's it from me. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe. Please rate it wherever you get your podcasts. And I look forward to our next episode. Take care and have a great day.